The mayor of the city of Newburgh has his sights set on developing the waterfront, all while juggling ongoing water contamination issues and new staff members. I spoke with Democrat Torrence Harvey about the city's direction. Harvey continues to contend with PFOS water contamination that was found in the city's water supply, Washington Lake, in spring 2016. The city wants to be reimbursed for costs associated with the contamination, and it wants the contamination cleaned up. Last summer, the city sued several parties, including the Air Force, over the PFOS contamination that originated at Stewart Air National Guard Base from the historic use of firefighting foam.
Yeah, this is an ongoing battle. This is a heavy, serious litigation, and we're not giving up the fight.
Meantime, he says the city is working on getting landlords up to code and getting rid of urban blight. On Friday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed new rent laws and tenant protections. Municipalities outside New York City can opt in. Harvey believes provisions in the rental reforms are fair and would opt in.
You know, they protect not only the tenants and renters, but they also, there are provisions and thresholds and things that are required for those limitations to be imposed on people who invest in the city, the landlords, right? So it's not like it's just a broad situation where there are restrictions and that's it. You know, there are provisions in the law that would say, hey, if there's a 5% vacancy, all right, then these restrictions can go into place. But if that 5% vacancy changes, then those rental restrictions go away. So you really got to look into the provisions and the elements within the rental reform bill. And you know, if New York City and parts of Westchester and Rockland County have had this, you know, why can't the entire state have it? You know, so what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So now my understanding that the county is involved and the county has to, you know, agree to certain things, certain terms for Newburgh and other municipalities to have these rental reforms imposed or in place for our municipality. So
in 2018, the city's planning and economic development director, city manager, and comptroller resigned within a short period. Todd Venning is the new comptroller, and after serving as interim city manager for 6 months, Joseph Donat, formerly deputy chief of staff to Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, was appointed city manager in May.
And there's some RFPs that went out. So we've already got some several city parcels that are already up and posted for development.
What kind of development?
We're asking for proposals, whether they're going to be commercial and or residential. But we have the most undeveloped land in the Hudson Valley overlooking our waterfront. So the city of Newburgh is open for business. I would like to see, you know, affordable housing. I would like to see upscale housing, condominiums. Most importantly, I would like to see new businesses.
Some of the focus is on a former Superfund site.
I know we're talking and having discussion at the consolidated iron site, about 10.5 acres. We're talking about maybe doing a hotel conference center down there and including an amphitheater to keep it green as well. I'm most proud at the fact that we have gone through a very, very difficult transition and time since I've been mayor. I mean, just weeks after becoming mayor, the city got hit with a tornado. All right, the city residents came together as a community. So I'm very most proud of. We came together and continue to come together during tough times.
He next refers to the shooting death of 20-year-old Sherrod Gal. The funeral was held over the weekend.
We just had a shooting, and the loss of a young man who I knew because my son played on teams with this young man, and then two other guys were shot. It's a tough time for us right now, and we're all trying to understand what the needs are of our young people. But what I love again and am most proud about is when we have tough times in Newburgh, we know how to unify and come together to bring some resolve and to fix what we need to fix.
Harvey, who was appointed mayor after the April 2018 death of Judy Kennedy, won an election to finish Kennedy's term. Harvey is up for re-election in November for a 4-year term. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Newburgh.